This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. What better way to develop a global perspective than a two-month transatlantic voyage with stops in eight countries around the Mediterranean? Having done just that over the summer, as an instructor with the Semester at Sea program, Sonoma State Environmental Studies Professor Rocky Rowetter observed, abetted, and shared a voyage of discovery with 700 students, most of them from North America. From Spain and Italy through Croatia and Turkey, and finally to Egypt and Morocco, Rowetter's students used two metrics to measure the societies they visited. The first was the ecological footprint.
What we were interested in doing is sort of comparing and contrasting. Let's say, hey, okay, what's our ecological footprint in the United States? What's a typical American use? And now let's go to Spain. And now let's go to Italy. And now let's go to Greece. And I think what those first three countries really showed us is that you can have cold beer and hot showers and great food and a fabulous culture and have actually far less impact on the planet because their ecological footprint per capita is about half of what it is of a typical American.
Their second tool was the Human Development Index, a four-part gauge developed by the United Nations that measures access to education, literacy, life expectancy, and access to health care, all weighted against gross domestic product.
And what you find is that the Human Development Index is in Italy and in Spain and in Greece and almost in Croatia, similar to what you find in the United States and in Canada. But what you find that's different is their ecological footprint is far lower. What you'll find in Morocco and Egypt is that their Human Development Index is very low and their ecological footprint is also very low.
Consequently, Rowetter says, those nations have a completely different perspective regarding resource consumption.
You could say, well, the simple answer to sustainability is follow the mode of the folks in Europe, better mass transit, transit-oriented development, all the green things that we're doing these days. Of course, lowering one's ecological footprint doesn't really fit in many of the developed nations. The questions that they're asking is, how do I use more resources so that I can have the kind of health care or have the kind of educational system or have the other things that the developed nations have? So fundamentally, the questions are completely different.
And that, he predicts, will be the dominant issue facing the world as the next generation comes of age.
The vast majority of people in the world, throughout China, India, and many parts of Africa and Latin America, they're going to be using in the next 50 years a lot more natural resources. And when they do, the overall impact on our planet for all of us, of course, is going to be a challenge.
The final leg of the voyage was 7 days spent sailing back to North America, which Rowetter says many of the students used as a time of personal reassessment.
Questions like, wow, am I in the right major now? Or maybe I should be working internationally, or maybe I want to go work for some humanitarian organization, or maybe I need to really rechart or redirect the focus of my life.
Even for an adult professor traveling with his wife and young son, Rowetter says the voyage was, for him too, a life-altering experience. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.